My dear friend, wherever you are, I greet you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We're all very familiar with the wording of the fourth commandment and the details of creation. What we are familiar with is that God worked 6 days and he rested on the seventh. In Genesis 2, reading from verse 1, we're told, "Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them." Yes, they were finished from the perspective of creation. God was finished bringing them into existence. But the God who creates is also the God who sustains or maintains. So while the Bible says, "Thus the heavens and the earth were finished," that word "finished" applies to creation, not to the maintenance or the sustaining of that which was created. God cannot rest from that. The word that created is the word that preserves or maintains creation. I say again, God cannot rest from preserving creation. If he did that, creation would collapse. There is a spiritual parallel to this. The Bible informs us in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, "Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ." God has performed or is performing a good work spiritually in those whom he has recreated through the power of the gospel. Observe, the Bible tells us he will perform it, he will continue that work until the coming of Jesus Christ. If God ceased to maintain those whom he has created spiritually, there would be no hope of salvation. What I'm trying to say, Philippians 2 verse 13, "For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure." And this work, as also mentioned in Philippians 1 6, God will continue until Jesus comes. When Christ comes and this mortal puts on immortality and this corruptible puts on incorruption, then God can cease that work, because we will be brought to the point where sin will rise no more. We will be forever immortal beyond corruption. We will live a life eternally. And so as you keep the Sabbath holy, I want you to keep in mind that while you and I rest from 6 days of work, copying the pattern of our Creator who rested from 6 days of creation, he does not rest from preserving what he has created. And every saved person is the result of the spiritual creation of God. He creates us through salvation, and he has to do the work of maintaining us. Of course, that work is done with our cooperation. God will not rest from that work until Christ comes and this mortal puts on immortality, this corruptible puts on incorruption. My dear friend, as you keep the Sabbath holy, remember your Creator rested from creation, but he still does the work of maintaining physically and spiritually. May the Lord bless you as you rest in the confidence that your Creator is maintaining you right now. Happy Sabbath, and God bless you.